Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spike Eskin, who, this is Howard's kid, right?
Yes.
Howard's kid, long, long time sports media family in Philadelphia. And yes, professional needlers. So don't get triggered. Professional needlers.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
But Bonte and Joe had him on, and they started tossing around Brock Purdy and listen to what Shasky asks him.
If they paid him $50 million bucks, the general Eagle consensus would be what?
They would laugh. they would laugh. I mean, they would do the same thing as when the Giants paid Daniel Jones $40 million.
Wow. I mean, come on. He's better than Daniel Jones, though, but like, come on.
I don't know. Is he really though?
Yes, he is. Spike,
he
Spike, yes, Spike, come on,
man. Come on.
Come on. He's won high level games.
Daniel Jones.
I mean, he threw like 16 touchdown passes in his best season.
Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones won a playoff game by himself. Basically, you know, Brock Purdy never has. I'm not insulting Brock Purdy, but if you put Daniel Jones with health on the 49ers team, he would have the same numbers Brock Purdy did.
Like, we've done this a lot. Can't stand it. It's the weirdest, stupidest thing ever. Yes, it is draftism. Alex Smith on our show yesterday, by contrast, here's what he said about Brock Purdy.
It's the real deal. Brock is the real deal. Like, I mean, I think for everybody out there trying to say he's a product of the situation, listen, is Kyle a great offensive coordinator? Of course. Are there great weapons there? Yes, but they have the league you could say that about. You go into every, not just the main stats, but you go into the deep kind of, you know, some of these more underlying stats for, you know, accuracy, throwing under pressure with a defender under, in proximity of him, you know, passing outside the pocket, throwing the ball downfield. I mean, Brock was number one in the NFL in about every category there was. This guy does it all, and then you just turn on the tape, and, you know, the eye test, he passes it as well. I mean, this guy, I think, plays with more courage in the NFL than about any quarterback, and that's saying a lot. I mean, he's not a big guy, but man, he stands in there, and that's something you just can't coach. I'm sorry, like you know guys have it or they don't. You know, you can look good in shorts and throw it all around the yard, but when you put the pads on and 350 pounders are bearing down on you, to have that kind of courage and stand in there and still have the poise and accuracy to keep his eyes downfield, again, it's just really, really rare.
All right, so that's Alex Smith on our show yesterday. And then lastly, before we really kick it around, this one was a whole lot of fun. And apparently he's a listener, big listener to 95.7 The Game, podcaster. And now we call him Potty Mouth Podcaster Parody, Jack Parody. I thought this was really smart. This helps maybe those of you who I've disagreed with on Brock Purdy over the last year. This helps explain how I feel. And Potty Mouth Parody feels the exact same way. Yes, hide the kids, because here comes Potty mouth.
Caleb Williams is a system quarterback already. And I'm going to say that, and I'm going to say that because if we look at all the weapons that the Bears have given Caleb Williams already, right? You said they have the best wide receiver trio in the league, right?
Uh-huh.
You gave him DeAndre Swift, a good running back to pair with the other guys that they've had the last couple years. If Caleb Williams goes out and goes crazy, goes ballistic, has a year with over 4,000 passing yards, you know, almost like 30 touchdowns, something like that, leads the league in QBR or passer rating, something like that, right? Can we call him a system quarterback? Because that's exactly what we do to Brock Purdy. The difference between the two is that Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft and Caleb Williams is the first. And I guarantee you, when Caleb Williams goes absolutely bananas, we're going to make it seem like he's the greatest quarterback prospect. Oh my God, this guy's so good. Like, he is a generational. He's changing the game. All this but we gave him the best situation we've ever seen a rookie go into. Meanwhile, Brock with all his weapons and Joe Burrow with all his weapons, mostly Brock. Let's stick to Brock. Everyone and their mom, when Brock Purdy puts up an MVP stat-like season, they want to just say, oh, it's the system. It's the players around him. It's all this, this, that. All right, if you're going to say that because of all the talent around him, you better say it for Caleb Williams too. Because if not, that's and you're picking and choosing, and it only depends on where they were drafted.
Parody.
Yeah.
Bringing it.
Potty mouth Parody.
I counted six curse words in there.
Yeah, there was at least six beeps.
Yeah.
And that's because we only played part of it. There are a lot of beeps in there. Good job, Grandy.
I cut out the whole second half because there's a lot of words.
There is, so. Yeah, a lot more.
Beep. I like what he's saying because...
Like Conor McGregor of podcasting.
And this is where the whole thing about labeling quarterbacks just kind of wears me out. Game manager... And, you know, having Alex on yesterday, he's the epitome of game manager. He's the president of the Game Managers Club. And now Brock Purdy is tabbed but with the same label. And all he manages to do is win football games. So you want to call him a system QB? He is a system QB. Turns out the system that he runs is pretty kick-ass. And it's a winning system run by one of the great offensive minds in the game and surrounded by a lot of talent. So if Caleb Williams does do what Potty Mouth Parody was talking about, and he has that kind of a year, and he's rookie of the year, then, yeah, he's a system quarterback because Eberflus would have run a good system designed around talented players and a good quarterback. So it's okay to be a system quarterback.
Well, there's that, and I totally agree with you.
But people use it, they weaponize it as a disparaging label.
100%. But I also, that's like when he brings up the Caleb Williams thing, that's what I don't understand. Like, even what Spike Eskin brought up there. If you put Daniel Jones on the 49ers, well, then Spike, then what? What? If you put Daniel Jones on the 49ers, then what? What? What are you actually saying?
He has the exact same year that Brock Purdy had.
How many years has Kyle Shanahan been the coach?
Seven, I think.
Okay. How many times did the 49er offense look like that?
Not seven. Fewer than seven.
Yeah.
Maybe once.
Or once and a half?
Yeah.
That's
Jimmy G had himself a terrific year. Not quite that good.
Never had that year.
He had 3,900 yards, I think.
He did. And how many? What was the TD to interception ratio?
I'm not remembering it clearly, but probably like 26 to 10 would be my guess.
Why do we keep grabbing other names and going, if we put him in the Niners system, then... blank happens. That's the one that if you really, really want to get into a fight with me, that's the one. Keep saying it. If Kyler Murray, if you put him in that system, then what? Do you actually think football is allowed to work that way? I'll continue to say the same thing. If that's how you feel about the Kyle Shanahan system, then I'd give him a 40-year contract right now. 40 years. If his system is so good that it automatically makes the QB good, 40 years. Guaranteed. Fully guaranteed 40-year contract. Because even
sounds
when
aggressive.
Yeah, well, not for me. Even when he's too old and he retires, I just want the residue of the system. So I want to make sure that, like, I don't know, does Kyle have sons? I want his sons to be the next coach of the 49ers because they're going to grow up around the game and they're going to know
you learn that the system. Yeah.
How come, if this was the case, the Kyle Shanahan system was so incredibly infallible and you can put whatever quarterback you want in there, why didn't we criticize them immediately when they traded up to number 3?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The draft. Where was the media then to say, Kyle, what are you doing?
Right.
You don't need a good quarterback.
You got the system.
All you got to do is plug a dude in there.
Yep.
Why would you use all of that capital to go get a talented quarterback when all you need is a Jag? Why would you do that? That's my question. And that question will never go away and never be answered. I don't even need to give you all the data of all the Jags who have been on Kyle Shanahan's team for the first 5.5 years. And yes, they went to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And Jimmy was nice. He was fine. He was always polarizing, though. And never this.
See ya.
Never put up numbers like this.
Not quite, but, why, but close.
Why didn't they ever look like this then? Even when Jimmy was putting up good numbers, you know that the Niners were trying to beat people 20-17. Their output was nowhere near what this offense is. So why
Brock's
would...
Brock's got better weapons, but
your
point is well taken.
Yes,
I'm not going to get into a Jimmy versus Brock debate because Brock, his year last year was better than Jimmy's best year. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Jimmy threw for 39-78. The ratio was 27-13. 27 TDs, 13 picks. Brock was 31-11 with more yards and better numbers across the board.
Right.
But
all of the metrics, like all of the metrics.
And Jimmy has never been as good again, nor will he ever be as good again. So there is some of the system that helps the quarterback, but that is something that
Well, it
definitely gets to me as well.
I'm not gonna sit here and tell
Daniel
you
Daniel Jones
Niners don't have a good team. Oh, by the way, Daniel Jones won a playoff game by himself. I loved that statement. What was the final score of that game? Was it? I feel like it was 24-16 is going to be my guess. Will you look that up, Randy?
31-24
What was it?
31-24
Okay. 31-24
He was 39-62 in that game.
For how many yards?
436
Really?
Two touchdowns and a picky pick.
Okay.
So
and
yeah.
What did Kirk Cousins do in that game?
Let me check the box. But
what's in the box?
Wait, what? What do you have Daniel Jones's numbers as?
That does not sound right to me.
Daniel Jones in the NFC wildcard playoff game went 24-35 with 301 and two tuds.
What? I'm looking at Football Reference and they had him at that's the two games combined.
The two games combined.
He also ran for 17 carries and 78 yards.
There you go. Single-handedly won the game. 301 game. Cousins are 31-39 But the interesting thing about that is off of that playoff run, two games, that's when Daniel Jones got the contract. Mm-hmm. And subsequently, he's been injured and ineffective.
Yep.
So
now they don't like him anymore.
Spike Eskin and his Daniel Jones take is laughably, woefully inaccurate.
Well, I'm trying to think like.
And then the postseason game that followed when the Giants went to Philadelphia, Daniel Jones, 15-27 135 and an interception.
That makes sense.
It's terrible.
Thanks for cleaning that up, Grady. Yeah.
And Philly was obviously very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to. I know we've done this a lot, like of trying to find comps of people that weren't really kind of given the whatever they weren't given they're just due. I know people see this is kind of at the core of my point. I know. I didn't ask Ethan this because I know how people respond to this. Hey, Ethan, when is this sort of tone going to stop? Well, Mark, it's when he wins a Super Bowl. And you know what my answer to that is. No, it won't. No, it won't.
You and I have had this this debate about whether or not it ever will stop. I think it will stop if he wins a Super Bowl.
I don't.
You think there'll be more Eskins going out there saying, well, I mean, anybody could have won that Super Bowl with Kyle and that talent around him.
Not insulting Brock Purdy.
I think it would have to be with the perception of the roster crumbling around him. Christian McCaffrey has aged out. Debo has been traded. Trent Williams has retired. George Kittle is a shadow of himself. And the 49ers win the Super Bowl. Like it would have to be that. It would have to be Brock putting a team on his back in total, which is funny because certain guys sort of get that label, which is also completely faux. Like Patrick Mahomes did not put the Chiefs on his back this year.
He's got one of the best tight ends in the history of the game.
Their defense was so much better. He didn't have a good year by his standards. They won a game in overtime with 25 points. They didn't even score 20 points in regulation against the Niners.
Yeah.
And we're like, Mahomes put him on his back. No, he didn't. He had one touchdown drive of any length, and he had to go to a fifth quarter in order to get to it. But we can say that because it's Mahomes, and he's the best, and nobody argues that, so we label. And that's what Potty Mouth Parody is getting at. He's getting at the labels that we're allowed to use for players totally based on their past. It's 100%. This year's conversation about Mahomes was based on his past. If Caleb Williams is good, it's going to be based on his past.
And his draft spot.
And his draft spot, which is his past. Yeah. Right. It's not going to be based in. And I like the whole idea of someone in pro sports being awesome and all of us watching it and just going, well, it's actually not good. It's just this stuff that happens around him. Like, that's the comp I've been going for. You know, we used to do the comp of, like, who else has been really good and then not ended up good?
Right,
Jeremy Lin. But who else has been really good in sports and never gets the credit for being so?
It's usually in football because in basketball, when you score, you did that. Nobody looks at Steph and he has a 44-point game and you go, man, those picks that Kevon was setting, those are some good screens tonight. Of course, Steph is going to hit 11 threes when you've got that much screen setting going on. And in baseball, it's the epitome of the individual sport where if you have a three-homer game, you're not thinking, oh, man, that Skipper really put together a good lineup. He had a lot of protection out there in that lineup. That's why he had three home runs, is because, you know, the pitcher was out of the stretch so much today. That's what led to the homers. But in football, with 11 guys out there, it's much easier when you want to disrespect a guy to say, well, I mean, Brock Purdy, yeah, but Shanahan's a genius and he's got so much talent around him. How could he not be good?
But who else is it? Like, who else has been good? And I'll acknowledge that Purdy has only had a season and a half. So, sure. I will acknowledge he's going to have to do it for longer to really get the labels. But who else, for a prolonged period, has played really well and everyone has just repeatedly dismissed the achievement or the importance?
That's a hard one. I'd have to really rack my brain because I think this is uncharted territory.
Is Cousins it?
Maybe, but I think he's gotten his due.
I mean, people don't think highly of him.
Right.
They think he stinks in prime time. But what's interesting is what started this conversation, and that's money. And nobody blinks when Kirk Cousins gets the bag. No one blinks.
Huge bag.
They're like, he can't win big games. And then he gets $85 million guaranteed. And everyone's like, well, yeah. I mean, good quarterback.
And I think it just goes back to the old draftism where when Brock Purdy, at the end of this next season, and he's in line for an extension, and if the Niners do line up and give him $50 million a year, all of the Spike Eskins in the world out there are going to come out and say, oh, you blew it. It's a huge overpay. Daniel Jones and all the rest of it. And it's nonsense.
Well, that's fine. It only fully becomes nonsense if he then... if he comes out and continues to be the same guy.
Right.
I'm not sitting here telling you there aren't questions. Of course there are questions. Of course it's only been a year and a half. Of course the 49ers are going to have to replenish a roster and probably won't do so at such a high level for the remainder of his career. But then again, the other side to it is, this is still a young pup, still a guy who hasn't seen a lot of things.
Right.
In theory, should still go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.